This is Northwest Colorado News. I'm Shannon Lukens. The Copper Ridge property that the city of Steamboat Springs had been making plans to purchase is now under contract with a competing buyer. The city had been working on purchasing the 870 acres of open space along County Road 129 for the past 13 months to add to recreational amenities for the community. The seller has accepted another offer of the property. Backdoor Sports in Steamboat Springs has new owners. Chris and Dominique Welch and Chris's brother Mike have purchased the longtime Steamboat Springs business from Gretchen Vandekar. Her husband Pete ran the popular shop on Yampa Street, which has been in business since 1986, and Pete died in a skiing accident in February. Chris Welch said they'd submitted their offer to purchase Backdoor Sports the morning Pete died.
We're not going to try to be Pete. No one will ever be Pete. The ideas that he had were, you know, everybody was welcome in here. It was a happy place to be. He was happy to have you. He was happy to try to get you out and enjoy whatever it is that you are going to do. We're going to build that same thing.
Backdoor Sports is open daily. Stop in and say hello to the new owners. Today is Route County Day of Caring, hosted by United Way of the Yampa Valley and Alpine Bank. Volunteers will be helping nonprofits and low-income individuals throughout the community with different projects. UC Health Yampa Valley Medical Center is hosting a spring hiring and networking event from 11 to 2 today at the hospital. Human resources and hiring managers will be there to tell you about all the jobs that are available. Yampa Valley Community Foundation has launched a Grow Your Own Fund to support Route County educator advancement and recruitment. Money raised will support educators of public schools throughout the county. An anonymous donor will give $50,000 as a matching grant to start the fund. Donations are being accepted through the Yampa Valley Community Foundation website. Steamboat Springs High School students participated in a biotechnology research fair Tuesday afternoon. Biotech students presented their DNA barcoding projects. Other presentations were on heat-resistant coral and a comparison of plastic-eating mealworms. Tonight is week two of the Town Challenge River Race Series. It's the Yampa River Challenge from 5th Street to the D-Hole. Find out more at townchallenge.com. The Steamboat Sailors girls golf team finished 5th in the CHASA 3A State Championships in Greeley. Kat Cosby was 6th individually, and Caitlin Gromick finished 8th. Those are the headlines. I'm Shannon Lukens. Check it out for yourself at steamboatradio.com or KRAIradio.com, where the locals go for news.